This goes to Dr. Robert V. like a Victor, I, G like a golf, U-I-L-L-A. Fax is 989-773-2538. And Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K-H, fax 989-968-4302. Regarding Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Devlin, D like David, E-V-L-I-N, like November. Date of birth is September 6th of 1946. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Devlin, who was seen in consultation on September 1st of 2021 for increasing creatinine levels and progressive abnormalities of kidney function. He has a very extensive medical history, including hypertension, mitral valve abnormalities with the mitral valve replacement, chronic and recurrent UTIs with a UroLift procedure done last year, sarcoidosis, apparently in remission, enlargement of his prostate also, and Parkinson's disease. Today, his biggest complaint is he has intermittent edema of the left leg, especially of the left leg. He does have a bit in the right leg also, but it's much worse in the left. And he has been thoroughly evaluated for deep vein thrombosis, and that is negative. But the swelling in that leg does continue. And he has increased weight about 6 pounds since he was seen 3 months ago. He denies chest pain or palpitations, but he does have chronic dyspnea on exertion and occasionally some at rest. He is followed by cardiology also. He has chronic interstitial lung abnormalities, more pulmonology issue. He states also he's going to be getting his third Pfizer vaccination tomorrow. It is scheduled for tomorrow. He did receive 2 doses last spring. He had no side effects or adverse events following the vaccinations. He does have a chronic non-productive cough also. And he has no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, but he has chronic constipation without blood or melena. He has tremors. They're visible on video in the head and also in resting tremors of his hands. No recent falls. But he has balance issues and no current frequency cloudiness or blood in the urine. The UroLift procedure helped with frequency and nocturia partially. And he does seem to have less UTIs also following the procedure. Medication list is reviewed since his last visit. He was started on a preventative dose of Keflex, 250 milligram once daily for prevention of recurrent UTIs. Also Midodrine, 2.5 milligram twice a day for blood pressure support. And vitamin B12 is 400 units daily. I also want to highlight the spironolactone with hydrochlorothiazide, which is 25-25. He takes a half tablet once a day. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented. He appears in no distress during the video visit. No shortness of breath is noted. He does have the head tremor, as previously stated. Color is good. Weight is 180 pounds and blood pressure 143/90. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/15 of 2021. His creatinine was higher than we have seen it in the past, 2.1, with estimated GFR of 31. Previous levels 1.7, 1.8, 1.9. And his electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.9, albumin 4.0. Hemoglobin is 11.0, Normal white count, platelets 148,000. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with an increase in creatinine in October that we need to recheck. Hypertension with hypotensive, symptomatic hypotension, coronary artery disease, and Parkinson's disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done. Actually, we're going to have them done this month and then monthly thereafter. He's supposed to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. And we're going to recheck him in this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.